How can you achieve and maintain business growth? Harvard Business School Executive Education is now accepting applications for our new program, Driving Profitable Growth. Taking place in Boston from October 25th through the 28th, this program focuses on business expansion and organizational growth strategies that can lead your company into the future. Learn more about this three-day program for senior leaders by visiting hbs.me/growth. That's hbs.me/growth.
You are Locked On Jazz, your daily podcast on the Utah Jazz.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It is Locked On Jazz for the 6th of September. It's getting close, boys and girls. The boys are getting together. We'll talk a bit about why the Jazz seem to be so forgotten in this changing landscape. Rubio playing in Europe. The Melo trade, harder and harder to get done. We'll talk about where it all stands. Coming up on today's edition of Locked On Jazz. Pow. How are you? I'm David Locke, radio voice of the Utah Jazz, Jazz NBA insider. Thanks so much for tuning into today's program. And thank you very much for making this one of your main podcasts that you listen to each and every day. Thank you very much. Tell a friend or three about it while you're at it. That's how people find out about podcasts as we're getting ready for the season. I'm telling you, you want to have friends that are smart, so have them listen to the podcast as well. Hope everything's going great for you. Our plan, we'll start revving up a little bit more here as we get a little bit closer into the season with training, opening of media days coming here at the end of September. Our first preseason game is the 2nd. We're a month away from our playing the Phoenix Suns for our third preseason game. So it is definitely right around the corner. By the way, today's show is brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. My good friends over at Murdoch Hyundai with the Tucson and the Santa Fe, and great deals for you this September. You can go find Murdoch Hyundai at 4646 South State Street. I'll tell you a little bit more about them as the show goes on. All right, let's get to a bunch of just kind of conversation pieces. There's nothing new and breaking involving the Jazz right now. I want to give a shout out. Two things. We're going to actually do some expanded coverage this upcoming season on a .com. I can't get into the whole deal with it, but there'll be a little bit more expanded coverage for you. But I want to give credit to a group who I don't know that well. A bunch of the names look familiar to you. But there's some guys, I think they're over at Fansided, the J Notes. They've just done a bunch of really good work. And I want to just kind of, and they're continually just putting out whatever little pieces of news are out there. And Ryan Aston and some of those guys, I just wanted to give them a shout out. So I just feel like they've done really, really good work. Sorry about that. We had a little thing pop in there. All right, let's get to various little news things. So I am doing a bunch of preseason preview pods. I did Nate Duncan for the Jazz, and I did a pod with Josh Lloyd on Locked On Fantasy Basketball. And it's interesting to me what I kind of feel is going on, and I have another pod coming up today in which I'm doing with Adam Morris and Danny LaRue on the Northwest Division. And what's interesting to me about where the Jazz are and why people are reacting how they are two things is, like, the first question in the offseason review is, like, who got better and who got worse in the Northwest Division? And we're the only ones that got worse. And so I think people are slightly overreacting to that. I'm usually one who is fairly concerned and not as optimistic about how we're going to do as everybody else. And I'm a bit bullish compared to where Vegas has us and some other people. Because I think what this has done is Denver got better. They added Paul Millsap. And though they did lose Danilo Gallinari, who's really good, Minnesota got way better. They added Jimmy Butler, but they have no spacing at all. Oklahoma City got way better. They added Paul George and gave up very, very little in the process. And And so when you start to kind of look, Portland got probably better by getting Nurkic at the end of last year, and we didn't. And so the really natural thing, I think, is for everyone to say, well, everybody got better and the Jazz didn't, and to knock the Jazz down, maybe forgetting about what some of the strengths are of what where Utah sits. And I actually get it. I don't think it's some disrespect or any of those kind of things. But I do think that there's been a forgotten element of what the Jazz strengths are. Now, our weakness, which is going to be the ability to score, is so abundantly obvious to everyone that it's very easy to kind of sink your fangs into that and establish the fact that that's what's wrong with the team, right? So that makes it really, really easy to kind of just dig in and say, well, the Jazz aren't going to have it. And I think there's a chance, you know, I mean, that's the big question is, can Quinn, and he's been working awfully hard. I've gotten late night texts and he's been working on the drawing board and trying to figure things out and philosophically questioning how the game should be played and whether, where they can find edges and just feverishly going to work after this thing. And really very quickly after Gordon left, particularly when it was clear that the opportunity to get anyone else was gone. And so that's the question is can Quinn make us a middle of the range defensive team or offensive team? That might be too much to ask. According to most people, are we going to be 22nd? Well, okay. Well then things get a little tough. Are we going to be 18th? Well, then things aren't as tough. So it should be, that's the big question, but it's interesting to me just kind of, you know, I'm doing this pod today. Who got better? Who got worse? That's very clear. A move or pick that stood out to you for whatever reason. Mine actually on that is probably Patrick Patterson to the Thunder. Like it's that second level deal that they made. Best newcomer to a team. Rookie you're most excited to see. Now that's probably Donovan. I have to think. I don't think there's anybody else. And you know, rank the teams 1 through 5 in terms of regular season record. It's very easy to take Minnesota and Oklahoma City and Denver and Portland and put them all ahead of Utah. Very, very easy to do. So, I mean, the idea that we're going to have 4 or 5 playoff teams from this division while they're all beating each other up, playing each other, is hard to imagine. So anyway, I just look at this and I'm kind of watching what the national media is doing with us, and I think it's going to tire us out here for a little while. But it makes some sense. Now, our schedule's soft early, and hopefully we can come out, and Quinn can do some really, really interesting arguments inside of that and be able to build a offense that's surprisingly good. And my answer on that is just to shoot an off, spread the floor, or play big and just shoot a lot of threes. Just shoot a lot of threes. Today's show brought to you by Murdoch Hyundai. I have been driving the Hyundai Santa Fe and the Santa Fe and the Hyundai Tucson for, you can see my throat's not in shape yet, for the last little while, have been blown away by what you get when you get a Hyundai. That has been the first thing that's jumped out to me more than anything else is, I didn't know a lot about the Hyundai brand. I got to be really honest. If I had been pricing out a car at the time and looking for new cars, Hyundai would not have been one of the brands that I would have put on my list. And I would suggest that you do that. And, you know, if you're looking for a car, and it's actually funny. I was over at the club the other day, and I don't know if I told this story. It's kind of obnoxious, but I was at the club the other day, and I was parked my Hyundai, and then there was like I think a Tesla, and then there was like a Jag. And then there was another Hyundai, and then there was like a Porsche. And the guy who owned the other Hyundai was walking out with me, and we kind of laughed and smiled. And I said, what's your story on that? And he goes, well, I actually drove, I can't remember what it was, like a Honda or an Acura. And I got in a wreck, and they gave me, the rental car gave me a Santa Fe, and I was blown away by what I could get for the price, what it was. So then I actually priced out, and I just went and bought a new one with once I got the money back from my insurance after my car got totaled, because I, after driving it as a rental, realized it was just such an incredible value. And so we kind of had this good chuckle that here we are in these cars with all the features and all the bells and whistles. And, you know, the two of our cars combined for probably $60,000. And there wasn't one car on that list, that that line of cars, that actually was worth half that, probably. So, or two times that. So anyway, I'm not sure that's the relevant story, but I just shared it. So smart people are making this decision. The Murdoch family is a bunch of really good people. They have, you know, prided themselves in making sure that when you leave, you speak well of the Murdochs. I think that's just the best way you can think about it, is that when you leave one of their stores, whether it's, you know, in Murray, in Logan, or in Layton, you're going to feel as though you got something special. And you've got the Hyundai Assurance, which is the 100,000-mile guarantee. So check it out. Murdoch Hyundai, 4646 South State Street. Be sure to tell them I sent you, just so that, I don't know, then I can call Blake and see another person stop by. So Rubio's playing well in Europe. They're not, they haven't really played anyone yet. Eurobasket 2017 is going on. It does mean he'll be kind of ready. Boris is playing in it, by the way, which is cool. He scored 13 points and played in it, and that's fun to see, because I didn't know what his status, you know, whether he's, you know, you never know with Boris. And but it's good to see him still playing and being engaged in it along the ways. Rubio and Spain are favored. And they got to win it, because it's it gets them a spot in the Euro, in the, you know, for the Olympics and for the World Cup. These are fairly big games. They played a close game against Croatia, which is the first time they've played a close game. I think they played Montenegro and the Czech Republic and Romania, and they, I think they were winning by 45. It was nice. They played a close game the other day. Rubio played more minutes than he has played. He had 13 points, 4 steals, 4 assists, 3 rebounds. Croatia's good. Croatia's got Saric and Bogdanovic and some of those guys. So that's a pretty good team. What's interesting right now about Rubio is that he had shot well in those blowout games. He had shot very well in those blowout games. He did not. He went 2 of 7 against Croatia. I think 5 threes, 2 of 5 from three. So, and he's been hitting the three. And remember, in the second half of last season, he was very, very good. And there's still that wild card about him, that he's such an elite free throw shooter. It's been going on for 7 years, though, that you think he should be able to shoot better. Good to see that Rubio, getting that time out there, should be ready to go. Many of the guys are in, I think, I don't know exactly, but usually right after Labor Day, everybody gets together. You'll kind of start hearing about most teams being together. It's not mandatory. They kind of pop in and out of town. It's an open gym. It's not organized practice. It's going on in pretty much every team in the league. And they, it's just an they go play, right? They're just getting their legs underneath them. They're playing better games. Partially, a lot of the college kids they've been playing against have gone back to college, so they need some, they need places for games. The Jazz practice facility is not quite ready yet. I'm hearing maybe as early as next week, at least floor wise. And so the next step on that is, I think that they're going and playing in either Santa Barbara or San Diego or somewhere like that. So those guys, they're kind of doing a, the guys have gotten themselves together off site as a group. So good to hear. Rubio obviously can't be there. I don't know what Gobert's status is and some of those items, but it is, that is the plan. It was the plan that those guys were going to get themselves together, non-mandatory, not particularly organized, but at least some collectiveness together. We're winding down to when that, you know, if Mel, is Melo really going to camp in like 3 weeks with the Knicks? I don't think so, but I go back to the conversation I had with Locked On Knicks about this, that there is really a lot of leverage on the Knicks end of things. The Knicks would like to get something for him, but to some extent, the Knicks are better off just riding another year with Carmelo, either as that they sit him and he doesn't play, crazy, or as a guy who, you know, they just deal with for a year, and he's got to be good because of the fact
Kylie
that he...
Kylie Jenner, the youngest...
Because, gosh, Mike, can I get more things to pop up? For all the nice things I just said about J-Notes, I'd like to thank them for single-handedly destroying today's show. But I think that when... For the Knicks, they've got to get something. If they're not going to get a good deal, there's no impetus for them or urgency for them to make that trade. So that's kind of the next big story that has to go before we hit media day along the as we get closer here. So it should be a mellow trade that then pushes the landscape a little bit more. We heard the rumors recently about the possibility of having the Jabari Parker Milwaukee involvement, but I think the Knicks may have asked for Jabari Parker, but I don't know that but Jabari's, it's an interesting one. I think Jabari is available, and you've got to kind of try to figure out what it is about and what he is as a player. One, knee-wise, and two, is he so great offensively that his positional ambiguity and his defensive inadequacies are enough to allow you to hope to win. I've never been convinced on that. I think he's a great offensive player. A tremendous amount of people have kind of believed he's going to be, if he ever gets healthy, one of the great scorers in a league. But I think he could be a great scorer in the league a la the likes of Glenn Robinson, the big dog in Milwaukee, a little bit more than the scorer of a winner kind of type, helping everyone else get better. All right, that is just a quick update for you. I'll try to pop back in this week. Maybe Friday. I'm going to go on an arena tour. Let's do that. We'll do Friday. I'm going to go on an arena tour Thursday, so I'll have a bunch to tell you on Friday. Thanks very much for tuning in. It is Locked On Jazz, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And remember, you can tell Alexa or Google to play the Locked On Jazz podcast as well. Hey, Google. Play the podcast Locked On Jazz.
Sure, playing the latest episode of Locked On Jazz. Locked On Jazz, August 31st.
Kind of cool, huh? Isn't that cool? All right, you can do that as well. Thanks very much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Well, I do. I don't know who else does. Well, Murdoch does because they paid for spots on this. By the way, if you'd like to advertise, email me at dlock09@gmail.com. That's dlock09@gmail.com. I'm doing the inventory for this upcoming season right now, and the spots are available. Talk to you soon. Thanks very much for tuning in.